Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Albin Hears. Father Peter is the founder of Uncut Mountain Press and the rector of the parish of the Holy Prophet Elias in a small village in the mountains outside of Thessalonica, Greece. In this podcast, Father Peter shares with us his 10 years of experience of living the faith and serving the church in Greece. Here's Father Peter.
This past week, I was asked two questions that have a lot in common and also, I think, shed a light on the phenomenon of our day, the phenomenon of the merging and the leveling of all religions, and the likening of Orthodox Christianity to a religion. And today in our program, I'd like to address these very important issues because they're also important to you who live abroad, that is, who live outside of Greece, but also increasingly very, very important for the younger generation here in Greece. I was asked by one person, what does the Orthodox Church teach about the incorrupt bodies of Buddhist monks, as they appear to be somewhat like the incorrupt bodies of Orthodox saints? And I was also presented with a kind of dilemma, which is often the case from our friends who follow the different Protestant groups, between tradition and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that the Orthodox are oftentimes hindered or distracted by such a rich past, tradition, and history that they lose sight of the personal relationship with Jesus Christ, whereas Protestants, not hindered by that, are free to concentrate and to be dedicated personally to Jesus Christ. And if this was presented to me as a kind of done deal, this is the way it is. Is this the case? Do Orthodox Christians spend too much time with the trappings of religion? And is Orthodoxy a religion at all? Can it be counted among the major religions of the world? To answer the first question, there are two kinds of resurrections, one unto life and another unto torment, unto death eternal. And just as there are two kinds of resurrections, depending on how we lived and whether we loved God in this life, there are also two kinds of incorruptions. There's an incorruption that is the fruit and the seal of a holy life, and there is the incorruption that is the fruit and the seal of a cursed life, or at least a life that is not in conformity with the law and the Spirit of God. There are a number of instances in our day here in Greece of bodies being found incorrupt, but black, deformed, and in a kind of painful looking formation and expression. And immediately it is the practice of the Orthodox Church of Greece to call the priest to come and to say a prayer and for the body to be reburied in such cases and for it to be excavated, to be dug up after 2 or 3 years once again, because here in Greece, after three years, everyone who's buried is, the relics or the remains are dug up and put in ossuaries. And as is the case in the experience of the church here, such cases are often linked with people who've cursed a priest or a bishop or the church or God or the Mother of God. And after those 3 years, the experience of the church is that the bodies are dissolved and the relics can be taken, washed, and put away. That is such an example of an incorruption not unto life, not unto resurrection, but as a sign of God's displeasure with the blasphemy. And of course we have, we've spoken about in other programs, we have many cases of incorrupt saints, which the church sees judging together with the whole life, expression of grace in the life of the person, that this was a seal on their life, this was the fruit of the Holy Spirit in their bodies, and this incorruption is a sign of holiness. It's never taken and can never be taken out of context and never be taken apart from the whole life, such that if there was an incorrupt body without a holy life, the church, of course, would not see that as a seal on the life of the person, as a blessing of God. Well, this is the case oftentimes with people who've lost the criteria of the spiritual life, who've lost the experience of the grace of God. They come and they judge religions in a very superficial way. And they say, look, here are monks, there are monks. Here are similar prayers, here are other prayers that are similar. Here is a devotion, here is a devotion. Here is a prayer rope, there is something like a prayer rope. Here are incorrupt bodies, there are also incorrupt bodies. So that's all acceptable. It's all an expression of the religious fervor of man, and therefore Orthodoxy Christianity is also a religion. But in fact, it is nothing of the kind. Christ did not come to establish religion. He did not come to increase our number of devotions, our religious experience, but he came that we might have life eternal. He himself is life. And if within the religious expression of man, which is something that goes from man upward, Orthodox Christians also take part, that is because we also are inheritors of 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 years of a religious tradition. But without the revelation of Christ, without the coming down of God to man, without the incarnation, all of this religious expression is fruitless. And this is what makes Christianity, Christ, the Orthodox Church, the church that Christ has founded, not the religion, but the church that Christ has founded, different from all the religions, and makes it something that is not, in fact, simply a religion, but is revelation. It is the second person of the Holy Trinity revealing himself to man. And without this revelation, then all of our religious expression and our attempt to find God, to ascend to God on our own strength, would be fruitless. And that is the fact, and that is the truth of the religions of the world. So, is there a contradiction between tradition, history, the richness of the religious life of Christians, which for a Protestant Christian, when looking at Orthodoxy, the icons, the incense, the tradition, the liturgical life, or the divine liturgy being prayed, the same text for over 1,800 years. Is this a contradiction to the spiritual life? Is this trappings that take us away from Christ? Or, just as man is both body and soul, so too is revelation clothed in religious expression. It is given a human form, and human expression is a part of it, and the tradition is by no means, and should be by no means, an obstacle to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Because at the center of all true expression of the spiritual life in the Orthodox Church is Christ himself. The absence of tradition, on the other hand, and the supposed personal relationship with Jesus Christ raises all kinds of red flags and questions. Who is this Jesus Christ that you have a personal relationship with? Is he not the one that St. Paul said he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? How can there be such discontinuity with the tradition and the history and the experience of the church for 2,000 years, and yet the same Christ is worshipped? It raises all kinds of questions when the spiritual and personal relationship and the spiritual life with Christ is in a vacuum, historically. It has discontinuity with the past. The answer is that Christianity, Orthodox Christianity, and the life of the church is not a religion, but it is a face-to-face encounter with a living God that is clothed in flesh and blood of 2,000 years of experience of the church and cannot be disincarnated, cannot be separated, and because when it is separated, when it is ripped apart from this 2,000 years of tradition and experience, it ceases to be the whole Christ and the whole life of the church, and is to a severe degree lacking, to the point that salvation itself is called into question. This is the point that the church makes again and again when it says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. This is the question of ecclesiology, which cannot be understood without Christology. It's the question of the church, which cannot be understood without the center being Christ. They're inseparable. And this church that Christ has founded is by no means simply a religion among other religions, but is the pillar and ground of truth and the experience of the saints in this age and in the age to come.
You've been listening to Postcards from Greece with Father Peter Albin Hears, founder of Uncut Mountain Press and rector of the Parish of the Holy Prophet Elias in the mountains outside of Thessalonica, Greece. This is a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio. Oh.